Well, hello, hello, hello again to all we listen at them to the Unifier TV and radio. Welcome again this week. My name Navalda Kaikai, the host. And again, we come for canvassing to Dr. Richard Conte, the Unifier, and learn more about him and learn more about the campaign for APC flag bearership. I welcome everybody, whether you they tune in from Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, or YouTube. Everybody, welcome. And if you they tune in live on your laptop or your desktop and they watch me on Unifier TV, you're welcome. Okay, and as usual, we get with we in the studio, Dr. Richard Conte, the Unifier. Dr. Richard Conte, you want to say hello to we listeners, please?
Yeah, Valda, thank you. Good evening, listeners. I look forward to another hour with Una this evening.
Thank you, sir. As usual, I will get straight into the questioning with you because we know say this administration not come for can wisdom. We they come for can work hard, and as we reach inside, we they make sure say we put we shoulders to the wheel and do the work. So let we begin by the example, Naya. I just want to ask you very quickly about the recent by-election that we just conclude, you know, now constituency 073. Just some of you, if you can give me some highlights of your experience with Dande 073 and even 005. You get any recommendations for how the process can be improved? And if you can just give me some highlights around Dande. Thank you.
Well, I'm not going to talk on recommendations on what you need for being improved, because that is strategic and it is for our internal RT consumption in terms of what we maybe need for do going forward for try for do things better. But definitely, I've been participating in the campaign, constituency 073 on the 18th, and also briefly on the 22nd, where I've been there on my way to Kailahun for go join the campaign na Kailahun for constituency 005. Well, I observe say we've been moved plenty people them from Freetown and other areas into Kweya for assist with the campaigning. And the atmosphere was very lively. And at the end of the day, we win the elections. But as I've been saying, there are a number of lessons where we maybe go need for learn, and we will certainly help we for do things better in 2023. But one thing where I think say is disturbing about the way where we neighbor them do this year is that they not allow for a level playing field. We see clear case of harassment by the Sierra Leone police and the security apparatus that were been there on ground during the electionary process. We see even how they get for arrest and beat up a sitting member of parliament on polling day. We see how the ruling party use influence and money for try for influence the outcome. They buy bikes for section chiefs that were under normal circumstances supposed for be neutral. They make them overtly partisan and require them for use their positions for make them influence the outcome of the elections. We also see how they splash a lot of money around, including on polling day, all in a bid or try for influence the final outcome. And we see a lot of harassment and intimidation and a lot of propaganda, false propaganda, including an accusation that the entire fuel crisis at the country now because now the APC party members there, now they own all the filling stations. But I'm glad that the current managing director for NP being come on air and he clarify the fact say APC actually not be even get involved in the sale of NP to the current owners, but that actually His Excellency the President himself, Dr. Julius Maada Bio, during his first inning as head of state, maybe actually sell the NP, will be a national entity, to 35 retiring staff of National Petroleum. So they use the retirement benefits for compete and win the bid and their own the company, you know. And so, and if really His Excellency be not saying that APC people there, I sure say if for advice himself otherwise. So I don't think the accusation against the APC was right. So these types of things them may happen na constituency 073 go a long way for instill fear in people there for making not come out for vote, and I believe say it influence the overall vote the turnout way that be mere 38%. I believe say if the people in that community they been get a more calm, a serene, a peaceful environment for make them go about the electoral process, I believe say the voter turnout would be a lot higher. And if that be happen, then the gap between the APC and the SLPP before be a lot wider. So I want to commend the people them where they in Putloko or in Kwea to at a period for a job well done. And they hope say with leadership at some point will call for a post-mortem in-house so that we will critically discuss amongst ourselves and develop a new strategy going forward. For me, by elections now an opportunity for make we test with strategies, refine with strategies, and then look out for better ways of ensuring that we do better in subsequent elections. Kailahun constituency 005, not any different in terms of intimidation, in terms of harassment. We see cases wherein even chiefs, they overtly involved in the process. How did they sub chiefs, then they harass them, then they call them, then they threaten them. We see how then they flash money around, even in the precincts of polling stations that they try for give money around. We see how in some cases then they even in cohorts with some next staff, then they go into a polling station, take the voters register away from the APC party agents, and in that process then they import voters from other constituencies and get them for vote where they're not supposed for vote, and after they don't vote then they come back and give the papers then the voters register to the party agents, then the process continue, you know, these types of things. And we even catch in a few cases where they try for whether they vote twice, and when they interrogate one of the people that will catch, he say and the ballot paper issuer, now ask her for come again vote a second time. You know, so you see clear case of collusion between the next staff and the SLPP for try for give favor to them. So I find the whole thing a bit strange and surprising, thinking that it is their stronghold. They forget confidence if they're sure of what they don't do for the people in Kailahun district. They need not there for make their own helter-skelter. I mean, we even see how in churches and mosques that they campaign, that they ask people for vote in a particular way. That is unprecedented. And I think, say, these types of activities, and even when APC, they go about for campaign, when they see senior government officials, they can instruct, say, APC not for use this court barrier because we don't contribute for Bilam. This wire, now we government Bilam, so not for use them. I think, say, government assets, community assets, are general public assets, and every political party is supposed to get access to those things. So these ways in which they interfere with the process and try for influence the outcome in weird ways, I don't think say it's helpful for the democratic process. I think we don't come a long way as a country in terms of we democratically. But they look forward to be leaders for make them summon a meeting, for make we see how people can do better. But one thing will come out clearly, now that when there's a direct engagement with communities, and when the communities see direct benefit accruing to them as a result of the association with one party or the other, there is a tendency for make their vote in that way. So we see in some communities in Kailahun, where the people then come out in numbers and vote in favor of the APC. So I think, say, going forward, as a party, we feel pleased that in a by-election, where under normal circumstances, usually they get voter apathy and they get lower votes, APC succeed for double. We vote where we get the percentage votes as this time that we can get in a normal election in 2018. In 2018, APC just scored 3.95% of the votes, but this time we get about 17% of the votes. And SLPP, in their own case, they've been getting over 13,000 votes in 2018, but this time a little over 7,000 they get. So that was a marked reduction, but APC go from 600 to 1,200. So that, for me, is very significant. And I believe, say, if there be a normal election where everybody that come out for can vote with the level and with the way we campaign, I believe, say, we will score much higher. Are they envisage that in 2023, APC go again more than double, which we get in this by-election, and then they will put the party in a very strong position. So I think as APC, as we therefore just appreciate all the actors on the ground, we provide leadership in all of these electoral processes, and we also therefore appreciate some of the APC colleagues who also go to these areas for lend a hand of support. That is what we mean when we say unity in a party. Together, we have to fight, and together, can achieve things otherwise unthinkable.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte. You raise a number of really important points there, and out of which you see, there's a couple of follow-up questions that I want to ask you. But I just want to highlight for we listen at them. Una sefto yeri bituna yes, where Dr. Conte, they tell we say, we neighbor then they rule with intimidation and fear, and then they try for implement now this by-election where they go on. Then they try for create fear now the people then heart for defeat democracy. And we as a people, it don't say we don't come out now that side way. Waiting them one way they up here and talk now you know more we they do. We don't learn, we don't go through civil war. So we don't learn plenty thing. We right now we get for team up for we own right. And we own right they own we they only get we own right where they allow this democracy for happen. But waiting then they do, then they go and threaten people them, then they go and create alala na the area them so that people they know will come up for can vote. And now when you vote, now you don't make sure, say, your own voice, there you hear. So I just want to make una take note of this, so many people there, so now they listen to this. Dr. Conte, a follow-up question this.
Before you go, Valda, yes, say, I know for left, you are not mentioning. I find I'm really unfortunate that on the Sunday after the elections, the Sierra Leone police then go in and arrest the cheerleader of the party, that constituency 073, and the host of other party members will be only to celebrate their victory. And they can't lock them up in Freetown for 4 days. And then they say, my shaker, as usual, they say, they put them on bail and those types of things, therefore continue for appear in the court. And the only crime would then commit now that they celebrate victory. And so some SLP people were not happy with the celebration. Then go now the police go try for make all cook up all types of false accusations, and based upon those ones, then go and just without proper interrogation, without proper due process, then go take with people and they just can't lock them up. These types of precedents where people and they set are not things say helpful for the future of we democracy in this country. I think say when we win, we for win cheerfully, and when we lose, we for also be cheerful losers. We for no say in an electoral process you can either win or you lose. But when you win, celebrate. When you lose, congratulate the winner and move on, and try to win the next time. But for make you now say because you get the power, you now use your power for subdue the other person and maybe create some fear in the person that in future elections the person will afraid for come out. I want for states categorically say that game no get for work. The members of the APC will remain firm. Members of the APC will resist any attempt for intimidatory, any attempt for derail the democratic credentials that this country don't acquire over the years, and make them know say members of the APC will go into the elections in 2023 with a determination for win. And even with the coming by-elections there in June, the threats and intimidations notwithstanding, we will compete in all the elections, and we will give the ruling party a run for their money. And I believe, say, by the time the results for constituency 056 come out after the elections, after the by-elections, APC go retake the majority in our parliament. And I hope, say, this time, then will allow the right thing to happen for make APC produce the speaker, even if just for a few months.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte. Me fambude, when I listen to Richard Conte on www.richardconte.com, www.richardconte.com, and when I can also catch me on all of we social media platforms with Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Dr. Conte just don't answer a question where I ask him for give some highlights about the recent by-elections and constituency 073 and 005. I don't know why I did stumble over that word. And it on highlights some of the intimidation and fear tactics where the power government, they pull from people, then scare them not for come out for come vote. And where then thing and they happen, we know say then thing and they kill and defeat democracy and democracy. And then the people then voice where they tell the people then where they able for talk saying that this we want, we can't give for FIBA. If then begin for kill and defeat democracy, then not a we get we can't give again. So unadria, una they listen to then thing and there, and as una they listen, make una they think about how una get for vote in the future just around the corner. Dr. Conte, out of what you say, now something I want to follow up on. You mentioned, say, then they create a threatening environment where not peaceful, and so then they reduce voter turnout. I be want to ask you, how you think, say, APC go work for ensure a peaceful and non-threatening environment so that we go get better voter turnout? Because we know, say, the people them right now, where they afraid for turnout, now we own people them because now then they under all the threats and all under all the persecution. So how APC go work for build a peaceful environment around any kind and all the election they ask and they go on right now, so that they go come out, they not go free, they go count, they go come vote their mind and let themselves your own voice team up na the country.
Yeah, thank you very much, Valda. I want to first of all make one point clear. Before the elections, the National Secretary General of the APC, Ambassador Dr. Pafodese Asanebi, come out clearly and tell the SLPC, we don't need that large number of policemen that we have to go deploy at the constituency. And it might interest you for no say, when they deploy for elections, whenever they get by elections in the stronghold of the APC, then they come with hundreds of policemen and security forces there, deploy them all over the place, create unnecessary tension and intimidation. But when it is in their strongholds, the low-key police presence that they get, so that they will give a free reign to the party functionaries, to the party any hindrance or any limitations. So clearly, you can see, say, the police not even-handed in terms of the way that they organize or they conduct themselves in elections. If you go to Nakuya, they will have security forces all over the place and arresting people, beating people, threatening people throughout the day. Where you going to Kailang? It's a totally different issue. Maybe they get one or two policemen there, like a whole police center, that is it. So the SLPP functionaries, they now get a field day for go about their own business. This is definitely not right. But we, the APC, we are a law-abiding party. That make we don't raise repeatedly these concerns to the government and to the international community. And just so they know that these types of actions not helpful, and that they not the help for deepen democracy, and then they provoke other people in different ways. And we pray and hope say this not going to happen. So definitely in the elections in 2023, the APC will also take appropriate measures. We are not need for applying there, but we'll take appropriate measures for ensure say people are properly sensitized, people are properly mobilized, or people are properly encouraged for be there to vote and to defend their votes at the end of the day, because we want to make democracy be deepened in this country, and we will ensure, say, when will people then vote, their votes will count, and then whoever that the winner at the end of the day will be announced and then will go back. Anything short of that will be clearly unacceptable.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte. Thank you for that response, Dave. I get another follow-up question around this election business and some of the propaganda where Pauper Party they make, particularly Madam Fatima Bio. You know, we don't see this video. They make the rounds on WhatsApp and other social media platform them, where they talk, say, the National Petroleum and Leon Co. na APC get them. Personally, me find the statements then they very inflammatory, very divisive, and very inciting. And also you touch on Angisno when you talk, say, the I think the president of NP cut out and come debunk some of the thing in there. But I just want to ask you, what's message you get for the people of Sierra Leone in the face of it look like, say, connection problems with the internet in Sierra Leone, they affect Dr. Conte, but we go keep this up until he get back online. And in the meantime, make a just highlight for Una some of the things the way he say. If they talk about some of the propaganda where the Pauper Party they use for give people the wrong impression about things. Yes. Okay, Dr. Conte, don't come back on. Yes. Yeah. You there, me, sir? Okay. So my question is, what's the message you get for the people of Sierra Leone regarding this unfortunate statement, especially in the face of ongoing, unprecedented high fuel prices?
You know, Valda, you know they run a government based upon propaganda. If you think, say, you can run a government, you can run a state based upon propaganda, the propaganda will catch up with you very soon, and you will be left with no option but for tell outright untruths. The situation with the fuel now this country is alarming, especially when you set the cost of fuel against the income levels of people, and et cetera, against within than they mean for the ordinary man we go for commute, and within that they mean for the overall standard of living in the country. And within
yes, sir.
The
if I can also interject something small, sorry, if I can also interject, and no say also this blackout business, you don't really pass mark nas alone lately, and people then they depend on the generator then, and now fuel costs don't can go up again. So if you can include all that one day in your response, sir, yeah, thank you.
So clearly it don't help for compound the problem, and you just add the issue about generators. Well, me not go to worry about generators because at the after the use generator, within more worries about the blackout. It may affect say people not even able to get light in their houses there. You see their food stuff that they get destroyed and all the rest of it. So in the midst of all of these problems, within me they expect from government now concrete measures geared towards ensuring that this thing. I've been there on AYV television a few days ago with the Minister of Information. And Ayeri, he talk to the whole country live on television for say Sierra Leone now get 6 months reserves of fuel. I say, Mr. Minister, this cannot be further from the truth. I say, Sierra Leone, I was Minister of Trade and Industry in this country, and I know, say, Sierra Leone not get storage capacity for store up to 6 months of products. It's not possible. Besides, the oil marketing companies not even get the dollars where they need for able to import that type of product. And government not do any direct intervention for try to do that. In fact, when the wells, the storage capacity, the tanks who get in the country, be so small, that during the time, now we start the process for expand the tanks for increase the capacity, you know, and we'll be trying to think about building up the refinery so that we go able for the refined products and increase the storage capacity so we're able to get more products stored in this country. But it never happened. So you don't need for car. It has never happened in this country that at any point in time we get even up to 3 months of storage of petroleum product in this country. We always import continuously in bits for serve we need. But since it's a continuous process, it don't always work, and it's not too bad as it is now. So need not for lie. I think say the for come, and in my last interview, I come up with a number of suggestions where I make. So in terms of how they go ensure say the ring fence some dollars for the oil marketing companies, for ensure say they're able to bring back for imports additional products, how in real case will be institute a two-tier pricing formula where we get a full pass through for the mining companies, big businesses, embassies, and then we subsidize the ordinary man. Because if you just do a blanket subsidy because you know what make the price of fuel go how it goes, so then it means you are subsidizing even the mining companies. You are paying them to come and take your minerals away. But more seriously, you know, in the pricing formulas, they explain always, we get two variables that were very powerful. The Platts price, where the cost of the oil is itself, and then the exchange rate. At the rate at which the dollar, they depreciate against, Now, today, I understand, say, $1, they go for 13,350, you know? And I don't predict on radio to the minister, say, the rate at which will they go, if they not check them, if they not take appropriate steps as a government for look at the monetary policy and even the fiscal policy for try to see how they can ensure that they manage the economy better. I say, for not take the time, in the next few weeks, the exchange rate will hit 15,000. And they'll be forced, even before it gets to 15,000, they'll be forced to do another price increase. I promise them that. I say, the rate at which they go, so that is the trend. And can you imagine another 18,000 or 20,000 for a liter in this country? It will be unbearable. And the effect where all of this they get on the ordinary man is just unthinkable. So please, 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 stop running government on propaganda. Mm. Run government on sound policies. Run government on facts. Confront the people with the facts. and communicate. Let the people understand what the issues are. And I believe, say, if you communicate to the people and they understand what the issues are, and they see the concrete steps where government is taking a realistic manner for try to address the issues, as long as they're very understanding people, I don't think, say, they're very unreasonable. But the way things are going, I'm worried, very, very worried.
Thank you, Dr. Conte. Thank you so much for throwing light on that. Okay, I want to take a little bit of a turn right now. I know say we start hot today, but I want to take a little bit of a turn and just ask you a little bit about, you know, how life day in Asalon. We know say they go on dry. We know say people then they complain. People then hungry. So waiting na whose plan you get for try for put in place, we go help for eliminate this kind of bad angry people in the Sofana Salon?
Well, we get short term, medium, and maybe long term things that we need to do. Clearly, as it is now, the country not able to produce enough for feed the population. So definitely we get for take steps for increase production. We will get enough. But I think say in doing this, governments over the years including this government, don't they put so much money into the sector. The other time they tell we say they don't get a big project, Natoma Bomb, $200 million, only for mercury. They say that they go for do the harvesting in Vietnam. I mean, how can you plant rice and they go and harvest in Vietnam for supply people? They want for by 4 years down the road, would they expect now say they for not harvest and for not to see the food? So I think the government get for invest in mechanized farming and for ensure say we produce more. I don't believe say everybody needs to be a farmer, but we go for look at people that way already to the business where they do large scale farming, encourage them for make them do bigger farms and support them so they produce enough for the market, maybe with even some surplus for sales. The agriculturists will tell you exactly what could possibly be done to address that. The nutritionist will tell you we need for diversify with food basket. Sierra Leone, we over dependent on rice. Elbad, if you not eat rice, they know it. If you go to Ghana and you go to Nigeria, they don't over depend on rice. So we get for see how we can diversify with food baskets so that apart from rice, people are going to be able to eat other agricultural produce, cassava, maize, etc., etc., potatoes. It is not this government and not this country. And they help that system there. But in the long term, and also in the very short term, we can think for import just for flood the market short term. But in the middle to long term, we'll take steps for produce, and then in the longer term, we'll try to see how we diversify with food baskets. And this will require a lot of sensitization, and this is where the nutritionists will come in and try to do that. We've been getting scaling up nutrition projects now. Office of the Vice President, where they for expand that project for really help for send out this message and present to the people and the options where available in terms of the food basket for people there for doing this issue. But definitely, I think say we need for take concrete steps for make sure say we produce what we eat. I think say we will save a lot of foreign exchange. You will be shocked at the amount of money where government is spend every year for just import rice into this country. And sometimes because government also have to keep the price at a particular level, government get for forgo a lot of taxes. And all of those subsidies where government they grant, they also affect government in revenue and therefore government's ability for do other things we could help for stabilize the economy or even ensure say, the embargo. Get for deal with as a country And it is my hope and it is my prayer that when we come into power again in 2023, based upon the experience we will learn and taking from which side will be a stop, we will take quick and drastic steps to ensure, say, before we end the first 5 years of the term, Sierra Leone, for they in a position for feeding self and if possible, even get some surplus for neighboring countries.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte. That was a very good explanation and a very nice plan we, Dr. Conte, outline for try for help for eliminate hunger in our country, because we all know, say, angry Dena de Conte and the angry Iwam. When I listen to Dr. Richard Conte, the unifier, on www.richardconte.com, Richard Conte with K, Conte with a K, www.richardconte.com. And I can catch me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And I invite everybody as when they listen in, so when I share the link, so the link when I use for listen, when I share them so that other people can go listen in, let themself go able for no say. This Dr. Conte, where we talk to, so the unifier, not only can for can unify with country, but also can for can better with country, so that this sufferness and problem and angry belly within our country, it will begin for help for end them. Dr. Conte, I get another question for you about women. It's a bit of a loaded question, but I go ask them anyway.
End of break and down in bits.
Okay. So the question is, how you intend to include women in politics? And in at the back of that, I ask whether you would be in favor of active discrimination for guarantee a set amount of seats contested by women only.
Thank you very much. You see, in politics, there are things where you as a politician can take direct action and implement, and there are those things we go require parliamentary approval. And so it gets a more rigorous and elaborate process. And sometimes even it will require the entire country for buy into those ideas. So it can be a bit more complex. But one thing where I want for states from the onset is that me and a person, we believe in the power of women, and I believe in the capacity of women to deliver. I remember when I've been there as chief of staff under President Koroma, I went up to do my performance management and I would assess MDAs and even ministries. Women perform very well, you know, and there was a time where among the MDAs, those MDAs that were led by women, they come first, second, and third. And even the few female ministers, the way we've been get, when I also rank the ministries, they also perform very well. So I'll get a lot of confidence in women, and that is why I'm on record as saying that women are asking for 30% of all political appointments. I am guaranteeing more than 30% of all my political appointments to be women, because I believe that we have women who can deliver, women who have the capacity, and I believe say man, they don't get their fair share of opportunities. Women also need to be given opportunity for prove themselves to the country. And that is what a Richard Conte-led government is going to do. However, on the specific issue of safe seats, we get to tread a bit cautiously. Which seat are you going to determine as a safe seat and therefore is safe or be for women? And which one you will say it's not a safe seat and therefore man will vote for them? It's a bit dicey. It's a bit very dicey. What I would rather encourage our women folk to do is to come out in their numbers and run for various positions. You know, affirmative action gets in pluses and in minuses. So I may believe, say, even without going for affirmative action, we've seen how women have competed had won against men in different constituencies, and I know they can do the same. However, I want to appeal to political party leaders for, say, when there is a situation where You see a woman with capacity and is running. Let us try to encourage that woman, and let we create a favorable environment for make that woman be able to compete, excel, and maybe win, even in the internal party struggles. That said, I want to also make an appeal to women. You know, one thing where I don't learn over the years, now that whenever a woman they run for political office, the greatest opposition to that woman, they come from women. Why that is the case, I don't know. But I just know that it is not right. Women must always support other women, support each other. If democracy is a game of numbers, and if women are in the majority in this country, I believe say, if only women then decide for support each other, then they don't need for us for affirmative action, because they will always be the majority and they will always win. And when you add to the fact that apart from them being the majority, they are also very powerful influencers in terms of how they can influence men to support them, I think they should be fine. But the greatest opposition has always come from women, and I want to appeal to our women folk to learn to support each other, support other women, so that together you can galvanize the support that you need to advocate and push for your rights and get them through a free, fair, transparent, and democratic process. That is my position.
Thank you so much, Dr. Konte. Very encouraging for Yerise. You day in full support of women, and you go like foresee more active participation by women in running for positions and taking up office. Thank you so much. Mi Fambode, una de listen to Unifier Radio, the Unifier Hour on www.richardconte.com, www.richardconte.com, and una can reach me on all we social media platform them, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I encourage everybody for share the link so that all we people in our salon go able for listening and able for make up their mind properly, democratically, for choose the next man we go able for bring APC back to power in 2023. We cannot compromise on that one day. We need for choose the man we get for bring we back to power in 2023. Dr. Konte, in keeping with the theme of women, I just want to ask you one last question, and then I will also give you a few minutes for talk to a listener them. But in keeping with the theme of women, what do you see as the appropriate PR role, public relations role, for the First Lady's office?
Well, so I not see PR as the role of the First Lady. However, I believe say as First Lady, when the way we it carry itself is very helpful in terms of complementing the work of a husband who is the president. And I believe say we don't see even in Sierra Leone how from Patricia Kaba, how he comports himself to Sia Nyama, how he comports himself. And, you know, for say, there is a way we look at our First Lady, and even without saying a word, it communicates a whole lot of stories. And we also know, say, it is not new that First Ladies over the years have always had an agenda. They always get a pet project and then get the agenda where they pursue. And oftentimes, it is based on their background and their conviction and their experiences and the type of change where they want to see in society and how they want to complement the work of their husband. So, yes, I see that that's very positive. So, in terms of, I don't see that as a direct PR issue, but definitely it helps to project a positive image of the presidency. And I think the First Lady will help for be a stabilizing force, a unifying force, and a force for project a more positive image of the presidency, and for complement the work of the president in terms of addressing key issues. I mean, when you look at Hillary Clinton, if you get the health initiative, where he'd be very passionate about any push up, you know, Tia Nyama be getting health initiative with women, really passionate about it. But Shakawa be getting educated, getting schools where they push. But you might be get in hands of our girls, that is fine, you know. Pursue it, it's a very sensitive issue, although I will wish say that there's an even hand in terms of how this issue is addressed, because very early cases where paramount chiefs or some elders don't involve in certain issues with underage, those issues are pushed under the carpet, and then we, in other cases, we see how Kamarimba, they die slowly in prison for a billable offense. So at least when did they apply the laws, they will apply evenly, and we hope, say, justice will prevail at the end of the day. But the other areas where some first ladies can indulge into, I think, say, that they tread into uncharted territory and they get their own adverse repercussions on the image of the person. And I will encourage first ladies anywhere in the world for sure, say, then live above board and help set higher standards, high moral standards, high ethical standards, and try for do those things. We will present them as a motherly figure to the whole country, not just to a political party, just that the president is not a president for one party, but for the whole country, that the same image they expect from the first lady, so that it will help for complement the work of your husband, so they try for unite the country and move the country in one direction for sustainable peace, development, and unity.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte, for that answer there. If I'm bullied when I don't hear it, Dr. Conte, don't define some of the things that were important for First Ladies to take on, as well as how you see the importance of women taking office and participating in the electoral process and coming out and running for office and holding office. It don't talk, say, you get a hold Andy in very high regard. Dr. Conte, we don't reach near the end of 1 hour, and we get a few more minutes left. And I really want to give you this point. I want to turn over the stage to you for make you talk to the voter there out there. We're there in the middle of the primaries, and then primaries, yeah, they produce all we delegates there where they go vote for the flag bearer. I want to make you talk to the listener them. Whether then some of the one they waiting they vote for, now then constituency them, or then just family or friends of different delegates there where they vote in right now. I want to make you talk to them and make you make them see how now you now the only viable candidate will get the ability for CARE APC go back to power in 2023. Dr. Conte, over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, Valda. But before I do that, I want to announce to me listeners, for say tomorrow at 9 p.m. Sierra Leone time, and at 7 p.m. Sierra Leone time, 7 p.m. Sierra Leone time, I'll go there on AYB with the information minister of Sierra Leone for discuss 4 years of SLPP. So we could get a very interesting discussion where it could be curious for no waiting SLPP don't achieve in 4 years, and we'll get an opportunity for critically analyze those 4 years of SLPP so that we all go learn some lessons where maybe go at least we as we take the difficult decision for get a scorecard and for see whether they will pass the exam for move to the next class or they will get NR, never return. They go expel them from the governance of this country. So tomorrow an opportunity for many people then listen to. So I encourage all my listeners then for better tuning to AYV tomorrow, 7 p.m. Sierra Leone time, for make we listen and watch the discussions. We can forget. I believe the discussions will be very, very constructive, very, very helpful, and not overly partisan, but of course exposing the facts so that people will understand. And now on the issue of my APC party and my people. we don't get a new constitution. Very soon, the judge will be in judgment on the matter where they in front of the court. Whatever the outcome of that judgment will be, the APC get to move on. And we'll get to set up the Transitional Independent Elections Management Committee. May appeal to whichever body get for set up that committee. Now that will for set up a committee comprising people of integrity. People will not go compromise themselves for Kukwebe. People will go, will get impeccable credentials. And will go ensure say, and we don't demonstrate any partisan biases over the last few years in terms of your internal democratic activities. I think if we get that body where everybody want to aspire for any position to look up to with credibility, I think that it will be very helpful for the entire process. After that, I want to say, when will they start this process? I can tell people in simple terms, I say one difference between the 1995 Constitution and this 2022 Constitution and that. In the 1995 Constitution, the leaders that in the choose the leader, we flag their they can then give way. Whether we sabi amo, we not sabi amo, we get for take her and run with her. In the 2022 Constitution, now we, the rank and file of the party, now we, the elect we leader. Now they pick the leader. And we go to the big one there and go there. Say, this is our leader. That goes with a lot of responsibility. It means they are passing on a very solemn responsibility. A decision on the future of the country. A decision on the future of the party. A decision on how we, the trajectory we want to make we party take, make we country take going forward. So therefore, we for treat that process with the seriousness we deserve. Let we not sell ourselves to any candidate for Kukwebe. We all we they say we want to aspire for the leadership. And they say leadership because whoever becomes flag bearer will be the leader of the APC party. So we don't get the opportunity for serving we all. Before APC came to power in 2007, we don't know who we all be there. Whether they be the APC, or not be the APC. We don't know. From 2007 to 2018, we don't know how we all serve in government and how we relate with the party and the party functionaries and the party activities over this 10-year period. From 2018 to now, we all don't also get the opportunity for see we in action in terms of how we try for defend the party, how we try for ensure say the party come back to power, how we all try for sure say we bring ourselves together and heal we wounds and move as a united party. We all just see how we going to test with loyalty or the lack of it in the face of all the things that will happen to we as a political party. So therefore, I'd expect every Sierra Leonean for take this responsibility very seriously. And as APC and Alpha Film Tona, una do ya lot of sorry out for this business here. Let us elect the leader who believe say he don't demonstrate to we all for say he can be there, she can be there for us. We don't demonstrate say he can lead from the front. We don't demonstrate say he can unite we. We don't demonstrate say he will be there for defend the rights and interests of the ordinary APCM and the extension. We don't demonstrate say, he get the capacity, the proven capacity and ability to lead this country based upon the past credential. So when I judge we, based upon what you know about we, how do I relate with you now? How do I work with you now? How do I work for we party? And I believe so we all don't see how we all don't carry ourselves throughout all of these 14 years minimum, and we'll be able to take an informed decision. May they come to us, Richard Conte. I was there in 2007 when we fought for bringing APC back to power under Alex Bai Koroma. We fought together, we supported, we brought APC back to power. We all serve inside the APC government for different periods, and we all make little contributions. And we all know my track record in government, which I do, which I not do, we all know. And after government, we all know which I don't do, but defend the party at big risk to myself sometimes and to my family. Mm-hmm. But I find that somebody needs to do it. Somebody needs to reach out to our people to let them know that somebody cares. For me, they know say they're self-important. And when somebody need for articulate the party position, I was there. When somebody need for go there and defend the party, I was there. When somebody need for send a hand for help in needy APC, I was there. I don't demonstrate, say, I can lead from the front. I don't demonstrate, say, I can unite this country. I can bring my party together. I can reach out to colleagues and let them see reason why we all work together. Because now only when we work together, we can ensure victory for APC. So my appeal to surrounds to my APC colleagues and comrades is that vote Dr. Richard Conte as flag bearer for the APC for the 2023 presidential elections. God be my helper. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Conte. Thank you very much. My listener them, thank you for tuning in. I just want to remind Una again before we end the show, say Dr. Conte don't invite Una for listening on AYV television. It go day on at 7 p.m. Salon time tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Una we day na Eastern time na US and Canada. And
3 p.m. Eastern time. 4 hours difference now.
Okay, 3 p.m. Eastern time and 11 a.m. Pacific time. So, una don ye idan day. I also just want to remind all we listener them, say, this show, una just listen to, so the one that we just tuned in last minute, una want for catch the whole thing again. Every day, this show, they repeat a few times. We get on 2 a.m. Salon time, 5 a.m. Salon time, sorry. We get a 9 a.m. Salon time, 12 noon Salon time, 4 p.m. Salon time, 8 p.m. Salon time, and of course, when I get the Saturday live every week. So if you want for listening again, when I just tune in to www.richardconte.com, Conte with a K, www.richardconte.com, and when I go able to catch them during that time, then they were just giving up. Thank you very much for listening in. And thank you so much, Dr. Conte, for joining us. We know say you were very busy, but you every week you did make the time for joining in and for talk to your listener them and talk to your supporter them. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much.